Okay, Rabotai, good morning. The next couple of shiurim, we're going to focus on the inyan of Lifnei Iver. We all know, or we think we know all about Lifnei Iver. It's a very important topic. It's a very nogei lemaisa, has a lot of nafkaminis and a lot of tshuvas that are relevant to the topic. Kedarkeinu, what I'd like to do is try to work out the sugya from within. And you know, you have to always start at the basics. They say that the Chavetz Chaim, it's brought in the biography of the Chavetz Chaim, when he learned the sugya with his children, he would start from the pasuk in Chumash, and then he would learn the pasuk, he would learn the Rashi on the pasuk, then he would look at the Ramban on that pasuk, then he would go to the Medrash Halacha or Medrash Agada, Yish Medrash Halacha that had to do with that pasuk, whether it be the Mechilta, the Torah Kohanim, the Sifra, the Sifrei. And then he would go to the Mishnais and the Gemara, and then the Rishonim, and then to the Rambam, the Tur, the Yosef, Shulchan Aruch. So you really get a feeling of the progression. So that there's something to say for that. That to really appreciate an inyan, you have to look at the sugyas from where it starts. So what I'd like to do today and into tomorrow is try to get oriented from the pasuk in the Torah, to look at what the Mefarshim talk about, what they say the meaning of the pasuk is. We'll look at the Moni HaMitzvahs and how they define the mitzvah Fnei Iver. Look at some of the Rambams, and then from there we get to some of the very relevant sugyas. Many of them are in Masechta Avodah Zarah, the first Mishnah, the inyan of Fnei Iver. We'll see it has to do with not just Jews but even for non-Jews, to cause a non-Jew to sin. But even before that, let's look at what the pasuk says and how the Mefarshim explain it. Let's begin by looking at the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. The context of the pasuk is very important. Pshuto shel mikra. The pasuk says right before Sheni, Lo sekalel cheresh, v'lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol, v'yareish melkech ani Hashem. Three parts to the pasuk. Part one, in iser to curse a deaf person. Part two, an iser to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. And then the pasuk concludes, v'yareis melkech ani Hashem, which seems to suggest that this is something that the person can try to rationalize and defend himself, or doesn't necessarily look like he's doing anything so bad. After all, the cheresh doesn't know you're cursing him. The Iver doesn't know that you put it there. That's the simple the reading of the words. Putting a rock or whatever it is, he'll trip. And v'yosem el kach. Now, the interesting thing is that we right away will see Rashi and the Mefarshim. They don't take the pasuk of Nei Iver literally. That is, we're talking about putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. We right away take it as a metaphor. Iver doesn't mean a blind person. And the question, of course, that we have to return to is why not look at the pasuk kipshuto? And even if we do look at it beyond pshuto, what about the actual literal meaning of the pasuk? Is there validity to that as well? So there's a lot to say about this, but let's look at how Rashi explains. V'lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol. What does it mean in the pasuk? You should not put a mechshol in front of a blind person. Doesn't mean someone who's physically blind. What we're talking about is giving bad advice. Lefnei hasuma bedavar. Lo sitein etza she'ena hogenes lo. So iver, meaning somebody who's in the dark, as we use the expression, right? You don't know how to proceed. You don't know the answer to a question. You seek out counsel. And the person that is asked the advice should not give bad advice. Advice that's not appropriate and fit for that individual. That summa bedava. And Rashi quotes an example. Al tomar mechor sadcha v'kachal chachamor. I have a great idea for you. Sell your field, buy a donkey. Bata oki falav inot lehemenu. And then you'll come in a sneaky way and you will end up stealing, taking away the donkey. You can't steal a field. Field is pretty much there where it is. And this is a way for you to end up taking advantage of him by using this. This is an important idea. Understand, you know, just before we even go further, Eitzah she'ena hogenes. What? It's an aveira in the Torah, a lav in the Torah. We say vidui, we call vidui in this, ya'at snura. Someone comes for advice, you have to steer them right and not take advantage. And it's so easy. And ma'isim b'chol yom, unfortunately, people take advantage of others. Self-serving advice. Nothing to do with what the person wants or needs. The person is unwitting. The person follows blindly, as we say, iver. And they end up stumbling. And you find a way to wipe your hands of it. Because, after all, you can't be condemned necessarily. As long as it sounds like reasonable advice, you have the insider information that ultimately will be helpful to you and the opposite, harmful to the other person. But nobody can prove it, and so if you can get away with it, why not, right? That's the way the world thinks. If there's no morality in the world, there's no v'yareisa melokecha, then why not? And this is why the pasuk concludes. Rashi goes on, explains the last part of the pasuk, v'yareisa melokecha. The truth is that the end of the pasuk refers back to both, to the beginning, losikal cheresh as well. But Rashi focuses it now on the second part of the pasuk, on the lefnei iver. Lefisha adav hazeh ena masel lebrios leida and daito shel zeh l'tova l'ra. In other words, it's not something that can be absolutely clear to people that you had bad intentions. Even if it turns out the guy had bad luck as a result, but you could have always meant well, and people don't know that you had a hidden agenda here, that it was bad advice, you maybe thought this was good. You can easily slip out of it. In other words, defend yourself. Say, listen, I meant for his good. That's not what you meant, but you can always say that, and they can't disprove it. And they don't know for sure. Hashem knows what's in your heart. Hashem knows what you're thinking. And Rashi gives you the famous rule, it's only something that is given over to the person who's doing it, his heart. Okay, so according to Rashi and Chumash, the meaning of the pasuk b'fnei iver, Rabosai, Eitzah she'ena hogenes. So no mention of this lefnei iver that we seem to be so familiar with in Shas, about giving somebody a davar ha'asur and he will do an aveira. Rashi doesn't say any of that. Rashi says eitzah she'ena hogenes. That's lefnei iver. The source, the makor for Rashi is Toras Kohanim. Look at the Toras Kohanim on the next page. Have it. Toras Kohanim gives us some more examples. You see, Rashi, Kedarko, it's important to know about Rashi. Rashi draws on Chazal. Rashi draws on a Toras Kohanim. But Rashi doesn't quote verbatim, beginning to end Toras Kohanim. Rashi gives you the upshot, gives you a synopsis. Rashi will give one example. Toras Kohanim might give several examples. So it's always good when you're learning to go back to Rashi's source and see the Toras Kohanim inside. It's up to Toras Kohanim. Lefnei iver lo sitein mechshol, meaning lefnei suma bedavar. Again, the idea of iver means someone who's unaware, he can't really know how to act in a particular way, doesn't have information, it's not known. You see, again, you know, in society we live in, it's even more of a relevant issue with communications today, with internet and so on. It's so easy to hide behind. You put out, just give you an example, even if it's not to a particular person, but you know, the whole idea of misinformation, that, you know, the whole industry now, misinformation, I mean, politics full of it, right? I mean, things that are out there, and then, you know, based on that, how many people are gonna follow like blind lambs, you know, that this is what's out there, ooh, therefore we should, all because one particular base pervert or whatever just decides to put out information, sadistically or whatever it is, or for his own agenda, you know, and there it is. Eitzah she'ena hogenes. On a mass scale. Now you're talking about it, people constantly asking questions. It's not just a individual one by one by one. It's, you know, you can do this all the time. You can throw people off, and you can end up doing it. And this is mamish. That could be, I would say, very possibly a violation of a yisod raisa with neiver. Imagine, eitz hashen ogenes. Someone asks a question, or maybe even if before they ask, if as a result of your eitzah, could be also on some level of neiver. It's interesting. You have to know, does it have to be when they came to ask? That's the way Rashi sets it up, and Toras Kohanim sets it up. But Pashtus, if there you are giving eitzah ra, could also be of neiver. Yesh ladu. Says the Toras Kohanim. Here's the example that it gives. Some of the davar ba. So he wants to know about this particular girl, daughter of a particular person, is she kshera l'kohuna or not? Halachi question. But you have to know the facts. Al tomar lo kshera v'hi eina l'psula. So this has to do with the halacha, a metzius that has relevance for halacha. So he has to know, is she kashal kuna? You say she's fine, and Maisa she's not. So you mess him up, he ends up marrying her. So that's one example, interesting. A question of whether she's kashal kuna. Or he comes with an eitza, al titen lo eitza shein hogenes lo, al toma lo, tzei bashkama shei kapchuhu listim. Go out in the morning, and the reason is, so that he'll get ambushed. Sebet Sarayim. Bishwashish Tarvev. So he'll get hot. Whatever you feel like good for him. So he'll go out in the hot sun. Go. That's a good time to go out. Yeah, meanwhile, he'll get sweltering heat, 100 degrees. That's when it's the worst time to go. That's Eitz Hashen Hogenes. Al Tomar, Mechor Sadchav Kachor Chamor, Ba'ata Okei Falav Notre Mimeno. That sounds familiar? That's what Rashi gave. Rashi gave that example. Shema toma itza tovani no sin lo, hari adava masu lalev. Shinema v'yitzim l'kachan yasha. Now, it's interesting. Rashi explains with ne'iver, meaning, eitza she'ena hogenes. Not the pshuto shel mikra to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Rashi is also consistent in this vein in a pasuk in Parshas Kisavo. There is a pasuk in Kisavo on your next page. There's a list of arurin that was said, described in Kisavo, that they were said on Har Grizim, Har Evel. They started with Baruch on each of these, and then they went and said Ar, and everyone answered Amen. Yes, Yoah.
The Rashi is all sourced from the Toras Kohanim, but the Toras Kohanim himself mentions the fact that with Isser, like when a person says she's kush with a pasuk.
Yeah. But you see, that is not the same thing either. See, that's along the same lines of Eitz Hashen Hogenes. Although he starts by giving that example and then says, Hayinotu Mecha Eitzah.
You see, this is...
Yeah, but you see, the first case Toras Kohanim is not the same thing as giving a Nazir, we see the example in the Gemara, or giving a Nazir a cup of wine, or giving a Goy an Eivim Menachai. There, you're giving them enabling them to do an avera. I guess in a sense here it also has to do with enabling them to be here. It's because it's information that's missing. You don't know whether that woman is kosher or not, kahuna. So you're supplying information. See, the case of a nazir, you're not giving information, you're giving him the cup of wine. You're giving the piece of chazer. And we'll see there, the person may or may not be aware that it's aser, mazid, shogeg, we'll have to see all these differences, but pashtus is an iver, all cases, pashtus, right? Here, and you have to know why it's called an iver, of course, so we'll have to come back to the pasuk. When we get to the lifnei iver of isurim, where I'm handing an iser, the gemara's medayik, elashin, and the braisa, shilo yoshit, you should not hand over kos yayin l'nazir. Those are the two examples that we'll see in the Gemara and Evim Nachayv Neinoach. So you're handing over an iser. You're not handing information. What I have in the Toras Kohanim, in both cases, all the cases, it's information. It's information about this woman, but it's misinformation. It's wrong information. It's an eitzah she'eno genes. Again, it's wrong advice. So it's true, it's not as much of an eitzah. The first case is not an eitzah, but but it's information. And Rashi just quoted the example of, again, sell your field. So we're not yet in the Lefne'iva that we're, you know, more familiar with. We're still within the realm of Eitzah Shenogenes or misinformation, as you have in the first case, the Toras Kohanim. Now, there is another pasuk in Kisavo, one of the 11 Arurin that were announced and everybody said Amen on, Arur Mashke Iver Badarech, V'Amar Kolam Amen. So that means that you're causing an Iver to make a mistake, like to stray. He causes a blind person to stray on the road. Those are the words of the Torah. Mashke Iver Badarech. What exactly is meant by the pasuk Or Mashke Iver Badarech? Says Rashi. What does it mean? Hasuma Bedavar Umasio Eitzah Ra. Rashi, exactly what he says here in Kedoshim. On Lifnei Iver, Rashi says it over there on the pasuk Or Mashke Iver Badarech. The Or has to do with giving bad advice. So not only is an Isur Doraisa of Lifnei Iver, it also comes under an Or. So we're talking about Eitzah Ra, Suma B'Dava, that's the Iver here. Now, it's an interesting thing. Is there any other source in Chumash that seems to speak also to the inyan of not to give an Eitzah Ra? Besides what we just saw, Lufnei Iver and Mashke Iver Badarech, is there even another Iser, Lav, that seems to also speak to this issue of giving bad advice? So there's another, this I don't have for you, but I'll read it for you, you can look it up. A Rashi in Parshas Bahar. The Lav is called Onoas Dvarim. Now, Onoas Dvarim, we think, means to insult somebody, to make pain a person with words. Onoas Dvarim. But Rashi actually gives an example of Eitzah Ra, and he puts that under Onoas Dvarim too. Let me read you the Rashi. It says, V'lo sonu ishes amiso. This is in Perek Chaf Hein Vayikra, Pasuk Yud Zayin. V'lo sonu ishes amiso v'yareisam elokecha. Again, v'yareisam elokecha. Ki ani Hashem elokecha. What does it mean? Cheating? Oppressing? Lo sonu can mean oppress. Ger lo sone. There's a special love of Onoas Dvarim by a ger. Now earlier you have the Inyan of Onoas Mamon. It's a pasuk earlier. Al tonu ishesachliv. That's v'chisim kumim kol amisach. So that means to cheat the person in business when you're selling something. But this is another pasuk. Lo sonu ishesamiso. Says Rashi. Khan, he is here, al Onoas Dvarim. What does Onoas Dvarim mean? Shigo yaknit ish es chavero. So that sounds like we thought Onoas Dvarim is. Not to tease another person. Right? You're making them feel bad. Call them a name. You make a joke about them. You taunt them. To taunt. Vilo yasienu eitzash eno genes lo. To supply an Eitzah Shein Hogenes. So for Rashi, the inyan of Eitzah Shein Hogenes can actually come under Onoas Dvarim. Means you're taking advantage. You're abusing verbal abuse, I guess is another way you can describe Onoas Dvarim. Verbal abuse. Now verbal abuse can come in different forms. Verbal abuse can be in the form of na 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 na, right? Whatever. You put the person down. You criticize them, you taunt them. But a verbal abuse can also be to give them advice that it's going to harm them. So now you wonder. Comes out, we have two different Isurim of in the Rice of Eitzah Shein Hogenes in Lufnei Iver, person could violate Livnei Iver and also Anos Dvar. It's interesting. So you have to know what the gather is. Is it a total overlap, or is there some possible difference? And something just to keep in mind. We don't have an answer right now, but is there any kind of a basis to distinguish between the Noas Devarim of Lifnei Iver, that is the Eitz Hashem Ogenes of Lifnei Iver, and the Eitz Hashem Ogenes of Noas Devarim? The one thing that you can be medayik possibly in the Lashon of Rashi, but I don't know how much it has to necessarily be mefurish in the pasuk that this should be a distinction. The Lashonos of Rashi and the Torah's Kohanim have to do with the person who asks. He's a Summa B'davar, he's an Iver, and he asks you, for example, Bas Ploni, is he Kasher Kuhuna? Or whatever example. Hayanota Mimcha Eitzah, started from him. So this person, this unassuming person who's innocent, is coming to reach out to you. And says the Torah, Lifnei Iver lo siten mechshel. Don't put the mechshel, don't lead him astray. Now, in Anas Devarim, it doesn't say in Rashi that the person asked. The Lashon of Rashi is v'lo yasi'enu Eitz Hashem Ogenes. So like Umashel, what we touched on before, you put something out there, misinformation, you put it on the internet or whatever, or for somebody, you know, to see. Or you come out, you say, listen, come, let me tell you something. Here's what you should do. If it came from me, so one could maybe be medayik in Rashi, that there the isser, the violation, would be only that of Lusonu, and that would not be Lufnei Iver. But the question is, we already see that in the pasuk. If that diuk is correct, where would Rashi and Torah's Kohanim have seen that Lufnei Iver is dafka talking with the person asked? So maybe you could be miyashiv. How do you think?
No, just
what
would the happening to be one or the other?
No. But in other words, it would come out that pashtus, then what you have to say, that in the case where the person asked, you're still going to violate Anos Dvarim too. Because I can't imagine that case is dafka when it's unilateral. Why should be? Maybe you're right. Maybe it should be two isurim, possibly. And it was when the person came and asked, and you responded with bad advice, then you'd violate Anos Dvarim and Lefeiver, possibly. So if it's bad advice that came from you, certainly if it's a response to someone's, why should you say you shouldn't get the other isurim? In svara, you're right, unless you come up with some svara to argue dafka. No, Anos Dvarim is dafka when it came from you. I don't hear that so well. But at least this much we could argue, that Lifnei Iver is dafka when he comes and asks. Where would you see that in the pasuk? Maybe you could mimeyash it. Lifnei Iver means you're putting it in front of him. It means he's already here. He's here means he's... What defines him as an Iver? The fact that he doesn't know, he's in the dark, and he's already... He's here, and then you put it in front of him. So he's here means he's come here for advice. Maybe that's the deal. Lifnei Iver. You didn't go to him. He's already here coming, seeking counsel. He comes to ask an Eitzah. And then you supply him, Lifnei Iver, in the presence of the person who's come to ask. He's knocked on your door. Lo sitei mechshel. So it occurred to me, maybe a svara. I didn't see this anywhere yet in the svara. Svara that maybe occurred to me. Mestam, you have to look more about this. The relationship between the Eitz Hashem Ogenes of Anos Dvarim and the Eitz Hashem Ogenes of Lifnei Iver. But for now,
wouldn't it be over for both then if he came to you?
So that's what I'm thinking. I was telling Yoel is I think that if the case he comes, you still would violate Anos Dvarim. I don't hear a good svar why Anos Dvarim should be dafka if he didn't ask. It would be nice to say that it's totally different cases and this is in this case, that's in that case. I don't hear why it should be a kavachomer. If there's an Issa to give an Eitz Hashem Ogenes on my own, so if he comes and asks and I give him, I shouldn't violate Anos Dvarim. So for now, I'll just say that, in a chenami, if the person asked, then I'll violate both Lifnei Iver and Losonu. If I came on my own and supplied the advice, I'll only be violating Losonu. Maybe. This is all one reading of Lifnei Iver. Lamaisa, there's a whole other world of Lifnei Iver that we'll soon see in the Gemaras, and we begin to look at the Monia Mitzvahs, and they mention both. Now let's take a look at how the Rambam, we start with the Rambam, go in order, and Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. Zok the Rambam in Reish Sadiches Lo Sase. Actually, it's interesting. So it's Reish Sadiches and Reish Sadites. I guess we might as well do both. You'll see why. Reish Sadiches is the Isser Lo Sasin Damin Beveisecha. We'll do both. You see, we already touched on this issue. Why not learn the Pasuk Kipshuto? Why are we suddenly jumping to Ein Sheyein Hogenes? Maybe it means that you can't put a michshol, physical obstacle, in the presence of a person who's likely to trip on it, meaning you're going to cause him to get hurt. It's a very important question. We'll see Menachas Chinuch raises a question. What about Pshuto Shel Mikra? There is a Rashi in Chulin, Daf Gimel, and also other places in Shas. Rashi quotes that the kusim, you know, the kusim are the question exactly, are they Jewish, are they not Jewish, is it a real gayrus or not? But one thing is clear, they weren't so medactic in a lot of things that they should have been medactic, even if they are technically Jewish, but they were not necessarily to be trusted for everything, because they had their own way of interpreting certain things, such as, Lifnei Iver, says Rashi in Chulin, beginning of Chulin, they took it kipshuta. They took it to mean you can't put a michshol in front of a blind person. And they didn't see anything wrong in, you know, in helping somebody do an avera. So do we accept that interpretation as well, but just that we go beyond? Or do we not interpret the pasuk at all on that level? And the question is, if why not? Why shouldn't we say because of kipshuta? So one way to understand why we don't learn the pasuk kipshuta is because we have another issur that would fit that characteristic, that profile. And that is Osasim Damim Beveisacha. So the Rambam quotes in Reish Tzadiches, Hiziranu, Behaniach Hamokshim Vamichsholos Ba'artzenu, Ubevatenu, Kidei Shelo Yemusu Behem Bnei Adam. That means that you have dangerous things around your house that can cause someone to die. So I saw Rav Yeruchim Porlau, who wrote a masterpiece of a sefer on Rav Sadia Gaon, Sefer Mitzvos. He suggests that the reason why we don't interpret Lifnei Iver Kipshuto is because we have already Losasim Dam Beveisach. One could be ma'or on this. It's not a simple answer. Because the way the Ram formulates Losasim Dam Beveisach, what type of a mikshol are we talking about? That's going to cause what? Rashi, the pasuk is Damim Beveisach. And the Ram explains it as Shelo Yamusim Ben Adam. Now let's say it's a kind of thing that he can trip on, but he won't necessarily, it can't have any possibility of death, but he might break a leg, he might get bruised, he might get injured, but it's not a potential hazard, dangerous to such an extent that it's potentially deadly. So maybe that wouldn't go into Losasim Dam Beveisach. And maybe for that you need Lifnei Iver. That's a little ha'arela you can ask on Yeruchim Perlam, that maybe you can't use Losasim Dam Beveisach. Maybe you still need Lifnei Iver. L'maisa, the Rambam Reish Sadites, which is the very next mitzvah, defines Lifnei Iver and completely ignores the possibility of Pshuto Shel Mikra, seemingly. Zok the Rambam, Hizir. Now, how does he explain Lifnei Iver? Hizir may hachshil tzaseinu, from causing some others among us, kitzaseinu, to stumble. Meaning, what do you mean to cause him to stumble? For who? Shim yishocha adam eitza bedavar niftach bo. Someone's asking advice on something, how to proceed. Uba has azhara miliramoso umehachshilo. And the warning is, Lifnei Iver, that we should not deceive him and cause him to stumble. Avol tiyashirehu, give him just straight advice. Aladavar shetachshov shutov v'yashav. V'hu amro, that's what it means, ufnei velasitim mechshol. V'lashim sifri, now he quotes the Torah's Kohanim, u'mishu suma bedavar v'noto etzah mecha, al titim lo etzah she'eno genes lo. So the Rambam begins by explaining, like Rashi, ufnei iver is an ashara of giving a bad etzah to somebody who asks. Again, shemisholcha adam etzah. And you have to give him the advice which is right for him. Then the Rambam continues. V'lav zeh kolel gamkin. Here we begin to open and expand the horizons of the Issa. Kolel gamkin misha yazor al aveira. O yisavev osa. You help someone out doing an aveira, or you're the cause of someone doing an aveira. Ki hu yavi ha'isha hu la'avon. Or bring a person to do to sin. U be'ezra so hechshilo. V'chazer od v'fateyu v'yazreyu l'hashrim evros averoso. And again, you will seduce him and support and aid him to fulfill, to do the avera. O yachin lo siba so avera. Prepare for him the basis of that, all kinds of ways it can happen. O me'elu aponim amro, he quotes some Gemara, so what they see, Gemara, malbe v'lobe v'ribis. Sheshneim yachad ovim shum v'nei v'siti mechshel. In other words, besides the special Easter that exists for malbe, for a love in terms of striking a deal of ribbis, there's also that each one is machshir the other in the yisr. Ki koecha mishneim azar eschavero ve'echin lo hashrim avera. U'dvarim rabbe ma'od mizeh amin yomru behen over mishum apnei ibasitim mechshel. The Rambam concludes. We have another layer here, which the Rambam says is also included. V'lav ze kolel gamken. How does the Rambam conclude? U'pashtei dekra k'mo shezacharno t'chila. What does he mean, Pashtei Zecharu Tchila? What is his Pashtei Dekra? Not to create what kind of a Mechshol? Eitza She'eno Genes. So the Rambam is including two things, but one of them is Pashtei Dekra, and the other one is also included in the Yisra. The being Machshol, the person Ba'aveira, that's also included. Pashtei Dekra is Eitza She'eno Genes. Now, we have to explain it like this. First of all, how does it fit the word iver? The Rami did not really explain it. Iver, by Eitz HaShein Ogenes, I understand. He's unwitting. He doesn't know how to proceed. He's not sure. He asks advice. Lefnei iver, he's coming to ask advice. Don't give him bad advice. But if it means, as the Rami now is explaining as well, to support a person in enabling him to do an avera, why is he called an iver? So we'll have to wait and see. The Rambam has something to say about this elsewhere. In the Sefer Mitzvot, he doesn't directly explain it, but he does say Pashta Dekra is the first thing. There's a very important chakira here we have to put on the table. Is this really two different tracks of Ufnei Iver that we have? One is Eitza She'en Hogenes. Another thing is an able person doing avera. Is it really two separate tracks? Or is it really, at its core, one basic inyan? Namely, really is a common denominator here. How is it a common denominator? Eitz HaShein Ogenes and being Machshol Ba'avera. How can you see this one inyan? After, what is it that you're doing? You're causing the person harm. After all, Eitz HaShein Ogenes, he's going to get... and turned out not to his benefit, so he'll, monetarily he'll be affected, right? Emotionally be affected, whatever. It'll come back to haunt him, going down that path. No, if you do an aveira, certainly it's going to come back to haunt you. Certainly giving him bad advice. In other words, really you can argue that every example of even an aveira is another form of Eitz HaShein Ogenes, correct? Isn't this what's, except that, you know, again, in the case, if you take what we just said, Eitz HaShein Ogenes, the person is asking, and as opposed to, let's say, the Eitz HaShein Ogenes of Losonu, which came from you, so when it comes to Uchveis, the Averis, you have to know, is the guy asking for the cup of wine, the Nazir? If you want to make it analogous, exactly, to, you know, lay it on top of Eitz HaShein Ogenes, it's another point. So it means, can you pass me the cup? and then you do. So then it's exact. So in that case, it's exactly the same thing. It's Eitz Hashem will get us too. Except that you have to know why it's called an Iver. I mean, that's our question too. Why it's called Iver? But you obviously giving him, you're steering him wrong. So in that case, really, it's one root idea. It's causing harm to the person. Or is there another way to think about the Iver of Averis? Namely, not about another Machaveru, not about causing harm to the other person. Rather, what could we say? What could be the Gedra of the Yisr? Why would the Torah Aser enabling a person to do an Aver? No? Not because you're going to cause him harm, he's going to get Nena, Shinom, Abba, or this world. So in a way, it's like Eitz Hashem Ogenes. Maybe not that, or that would not be enough. There's another layer here. The Yisr is, just like I'm not allowed to do Averis, so I'm not allowed to enable another person to do an Aver. L'masha. We find the concept in the Chumash. What mitzvahs certainly stem from this idea? It's not just about me and my personal relationship to God, but I have some measure of achrayis for others as well. What mitzvahs? What? Tochacha. Tochacha. Chech tochis hamisacha. So why do I give tochacha? Because I want to make the person better. Steer them right, straighten them out, correct them. If you look in the Rambam, and say for Mitzvah, and Mitzvah Tochacha, he actually says it doesn't only mean that after the fact you give Tochacha. But if someone's about to do an Avera, you should step in and prevent the person. We call Fushe Me'isura. For the Rambam, say for Mitzvah Mefurish, that Fushe Me'isura is apparently a Dindo Raisa that goes under Mitzvah Tochacha, Chidush in the Rambam. No, so what does it show you? And the Rambam explains beautifully there. You look in the Rambam's Lashon there, that the Chiddush HaTorah is a person shouldn't say, listen, why do I care what that person is doing? Why do I care? That's his cheshbon with God. As long as I keep the mitzvahs. No. You have to see to it that others also observe mitzvahs. So you could argue that Lefnei Iver has the same idea in it. You can't enable a person doing that there. No, Hashem doesn't want Averis to be committed. You should not allow someone else to do an Averis. Not just you and your own life with Hashem. Now, there's a certain element of Chiddush here, because we know that Lefnei Iver applies not just to Jews. The example given in the Gemara is, Ram doesn't say it here in Sefer Mitzvot, but we'll see soon, Eiver Menachai Lefnei Noach. Now, from the perspective of, let's say, Arvus, Tochacha, Arvus, Hochech, Tochech, Samisecha, fellow Jew. Arvus is also Koysav Rebin Selazet. But here, Lufnei Iver applies even to a non-Jew. So you have to say, yeah, but Lufnei Iver, the Torah doesn't want you to enable an Aver to be committed. It's a Dover Usser. So non-Jews should commit an Aver, you should not be part of that. True, you may not have the mitzvah of Tochacha. You may not have the obligation of Fushe Me'isura. That's to be more proactive, to step in and stop him. But on the other hand, to go out of your way to enable the Avera, there the Torah asks even for an anj. But not because of the idea of Eitz Hashem Hogenes in Lefnei Iver. That's a separate issue of Lefnei Iver. And we have to know, maybe for we know that does not apply for non-Jews. See some diukim in the Rishonim on this. But the Lefnei Iver of Averis, that's a separate idea. Not to enable another to do a sin. The other could be Jew, could be non-Jew. So it comes that we really do have two tracks in Lefnei Iver. It's a very important chakira. Whether the two in Yom Lefnei Iver dovetail, are they really one and the same idea, causing harm to the other in the form of Eitz Hashem Ogenes, in the form of enabling to do an Avera? It's also Eitz Hashem Ogenes. Or is a separate issue, you can almost call it Bin Adam Lamakom. That I'm causing an Avera to be done. My Avera or his Avera? There's another diuk, which is a little bit connected to the chakira we just said, you could argue. You'll see the overlap. It's an important chakira. You'll see later in the packet the different Malkiel, or is it the Yad Malachi? Actually, he has this chakira. Lefnei Iver lo sitein michshol. Now, is the Avera, let's talk about Eitz Hashem Ogenes in a second. the fact that I gave the advice means I violate it right now? I gave the advice? Suppose he didn't take my advice. Did I violate the Yisur? Was it only if the person took the advice and it turned out that it harmed him? Al derech zeh, I passed the Nazir, the Kos Yayin. And then afterwards, he had second thoughts. He didn't drink it. Have I violated Lifnei Iver because I supplied him with the ability to commit the Avera? He didn't do the Avera, but L'maisa lo sitei michshol, I gave him a michshol. Or is it only when he actually stumbles? Again, this chakira is bein on the case of Eitzah Shenogenes, bein on the case of Averis. Is it only when it causes a person to stumble, or is it the very fact that I put it there? No. So what do you think we're going to say? Any thoughts? What do you think? What do you think in favor? They have to know. Let's assume one said, for example, he has to stumble. So is my violation later on when he does the Avera? That's when I'm over, when he drinks the wine? Or I'm over when I passed him the wine, but it's like a tnai. In other words, but l'maisa, I won't be over if sof kol sof, you know, he's not going to drink it. Like, chveis, I put something on Shabbos in the oven and then someone takes it out. Or I burn somebody's field, but then someone else quickly runs and puts out the fire. So l'maisa avera is what I did. But it's l'maisa, it turns out I'm saved by the bell. I end up not being over because of something that happened subsequent. But the maisa of hashata, giving it, that was the issue, or giving the advice. But it's only if ultimately he ends up, taking the advice and doing the avera. Or should we argue, no, it doesn't even matter what he does later on. My issue is fulfilled. It's a very important chakira also. What does it sound like in the Lashon HaRam that we just read? Start being Medayik and the Rishonim already on this question. Now, this will take us to tomorrow too. Begin to look at different Rishonim. I think you'll get a different picture from the way the Rishonim phrased the Issa. How does the Rambam present it? He's here, Mehachshil Kitzaseinu. What is the Lashon HaRam Mashma? Mehachshil means the Avera is to cause them to stumble. They didn't stumble if it didn't end up backfiring the advice. You don't violate the Yisra. Now, it doesn't mean you're a tzaddik. You're far from a tzaddik. Because Baruch Hu, Shomer Pesayim Hashem, you had a very bad, you were conniving, you did something bad, it was Machshava Ra, which is not good, or Ruya Vera is a terrible thing. But you did not technically violate the Yisra. You were not Machshil the person. Let's say you gave the person bad advice and it turns out that it turned out good for him. But your intention was to harm him with the advice. So you might say you're not machshil him. Still, you have a cheshbon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not Eitzara, unless you say, no, it was a ma'isa Eitzara. The Ram's question is, he is here mehachshil, okay? Umehachshilo, that's when it comes to Eitzara. Later on with Avera, Miyazor al Avera, O Yisave Vosa, you're goring the Avera. The Avera was committed through you. You were enabling the person to do the Avera. The Avera was committed, but you were a vehicle for that. You're being a Megalgin Chova Dechayev. You brought about that Chova in the end. Your role in that, so it comes that there had to be an Avera. That's the side that I think the Rambam would be mashma like, right? There had to be an aver, bottom line. It's not the lo sitein. It had to be an aver. So there are kashas on this from Gemara, so to see various Gemaras. Keep this chakira in mind. Meanwhile, we're going through just the Rishonim on the mitzvah. Let's go to the Lashon of the Chinuch. Zok techinuch, Reish Lamed Beis, Shulo lahachshil tam baderech. Tam is the equivalent of iver. Calls him a tam because the inyan is not an iver in a literal sense. It sounds like from the chinuch that we're ignoring completely the literal meaning of the pasuk. Lo la'achshel b'nei Yisrael la'asiz lem eitzara. Avon niyasher osam kishayishalu eitza. Any diyukim in the lashon of the chinuch so far? Take a look. Any diyukim? Lo lahachshil b'nei Yisrael lasis lem eitzara. Okay, b'nei Yisrael. Very strong diyuk in the chinuch that the iser is only Jews. But then again, the example the Gemara gives of Avera includes B'nei Noach, Ibn Nachai. So this is striking. This is the first Minchas Chinuch to look at. How could he say B'nei Yisrael? Eini Maven, Kavana Saraf HaMachaber. Harugam L'goy Harav D'lefnei Iver. Kimvur Achaz B'dvara V'shas Mifur Shana B'lizor D'Avav V'kam L'komos L'yishim Nachai B'nei Noach. No, what is the intuitive way to answer this, that he himself considers a possibility. There's two dinim of Lefnei Iver, as we saw before. There's Eitzara, Eitzah Sheino Genef, and there's Machshuv Aveira. So we'll say like this. When it comes to the Machshuv Aveira, that's where we ask for even Lefnei Noach. When it comes to Eitzah Sheino Genef, it's only for Yisrael. So that's what you have to say. The Midrash Chur doesn't like it, though. He says, "L'chalek v'lomar t'dafka binyan davar iser asalachshel ben Noach avlo binyan eitzah minolon davar zeh kimda krokoi gamal ben Noach imkin af eitzah b'mil di alma gamkin aser filu b'nei Noach." It's all going on a good too, so everything should go on a good. Even though the Rambam brings in the Gemara Babasi, now that I give an eitzah tova l'goy, that means good. You don't give eitzah tova, you don't give eitzah ra either. Just be misalik yourself. But maybe there should be an Isra Itzara Gam Lugoy. Any dam Nogga Rav Machaber Dovizet. Now, in order to, if you want to go with this Mahalach, certainly the most basic thing that you see to assume such a difference is the Chorah to assume immediately that the gather of the Isra of enabling to do an Aveira is not the Isra of Itzara. In other words, from the perspective of Eitz Hara, you wouldn't ask it to a guy. So suddenly when it comes to what? Bad advice, if it's only because it's going to harm him when he does the Aveira, it's going to come back to haunt him because he's doing an Aveira, that's why it can't cause it. So then obviously there is an issue to get Eitz Hara a guy. So in order to even consider this distinction, you're going to have to right away separate between the two tracks of Lefnei Iver and say, the Eitz Hara, so that's only an Issue Yisrael. Now, why is that? So we could say for many reasons, because when the Torah speaks of a Benon Machavero, who is the Torah talking about? After Racha Kamocha, or Sikim V'Sevnei Amecha, the Torah is speaking to Jews. The Torah is giving mitzvahs to Jews, interpersonal relationships to Jews. I mean, there could be Yanim about that, that come to play with Goyim, Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem, certainly, certainly. Achinami, it may be a bad, maybe inappropriate to give an Eitz Hara to a guy, but not based on Lefnei Iver. Because if Lefnei Iver comes from the perspective of Nadum Chavero, we're speaking to Jews. But then there's another Lefnei Iver, and that's that for me to do an Aveira, it's not just my Aveira that Torah is concerned about. It's my causing someone else to do an Aveira. It's also, you almost could say my Aveira too. My role in another Aveira is on my head. If you want to really be extreme about it, you can say that Lefnei Iver is not independent Iser as much as a chiluk of that Iser itself. If you really want to go to that extent, that's what some want to go to. That there's a lot of raid that assumes ad kedei kach, but there are rice and there are kashas of this Iser. I'm not sure that we have to go quite as far to assume that the Iser is that I have a chiluk in that Iser. But Lemaisa, it's still been another Malkum idea. Not about the machshel, the person per se, that I'm causing them harm. That's not the Isser. It's that I cannot, Hashem doesn't want Isurim to be performed. Hashem doesn't want to wave us in the way. Hashem doesn't want people to do Isurim. Therefore, I have a responsibility not to enable another person to do an Isser. So therefore, that includes Goyim too. Because Hashem gave them Shem Mitzvahs and they're punished for Shem Mitzvahs. So therefore, b'fnei iver goes to a guy as well. I can't cause a guy to do an aver. But as far as eitz hashen ogenes, that's no different than achbeis after achakamocho sikamulasitor. Doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to give him bad advice. No, I didn't say that. It could be that, based on the Rambam, it might be the person should not dafka give good advice. You have to know the makoros for that, the Gemara b'Basra, by Hordas. Good. But as far as a mitzvah to give bad advice, doesn't say that either. Could be, you can say Kiddush Hashem, Chilul Hashem, just like for a lot of things. After Achakamocha, speaking about Jews. But we all know Chav Adam Shnifa B'Tselem. Everyone has dignity, everyone has covered, has a certain Tselem Elkim. Certainly, Yoch Ben Zakkai said hello to everybody, even a guy in the street. He said good morning before they could say good morning to him. He said good morning to them. All of this is all true. But if you want to know, does the Isser of Ne'ivah apply to a non-Jew? So Minchas Chinuch says, if it applies by giving an Isser Bnei Noach, an Isser Ibn Achayt Bnei Noach, it should apply to Shechen Hogenes too. And apparently, the Chinuch would hold that you separate between them. So immediately, you have to assume that the Isser of enabling a person to do an Aveira is not the idea that's going to harm him in the end because it's Eitz Hashen Hogenes. Any other diyukim in the Chinuch? We should give them, steer them right. So it's mashma that the case is they're asking, as we saw the lashon of Rashi and the Torah's Kohanim. He starts by saying Oslem Eitzera, but he's talking about a case where they ask Niyasha Osam Kisha Yishalu Eitzera. The Meshanamitsu Yoshav Eitzera Tov. It sounds like it's not the unilateral Eitzera, it's responding in kind to give good advice when they ask. Maybe from the Lashon Lufnei Iver, he's here already asking. The Lashon Sifra, he quotes Torah's Kohanim, Bufnei Suma Bedava, Yenotim Cha Eitzera, Al Titan Loi Sachen Ogeneslo. Amruch Suchan Bracha, Al Yom Odom Chaver, Mechal Sadcha, Kachamor. Although over there you have to know, did he ask about the Sadeh? Mechor Sadcha. Does it say he asked before? Could be it's all going back in the case of Hayinotim Chaitza. Al Tom Marte Bashkama. That's response to Hayinotim Chaitza. When should I go out? Al Tom Lamachor Sadcha. Mistamit means. He asked, what should I do with this field? Should I keep it? Should I not? No, sell it. Mistamit's all going back on Hayaba. He came to you. V'zeh halav kol el kimo kein. Again, like this one, it's Sefer Mitzvos. The lav also includes Mishi Yazor over Aveira, to support, to help out in over Aveira. Who maybe also, now, interesting. Now, the first time that we're going to see addressing the issue of why it's called an Iver. Let's see, what does he say? What's the problem here? Shu maybe also she is pate bezula zelava pa macherim od. What does the Chinuch mean here? What's so terrible? You're going to lead him that he's going to get seduced to do more and more of the same. What is the Chinuch trying to say here? Shehu maybe she is spata bezula zelava pamachem. What in the world do you mean? That's the whole point. You're enabling to do aveira. The aveira right now is bad. You're causing him to do an aveira. What's wrong? That alone is a problem. He says, what's the problem? That you're going. He's going to get seduced to do it more and more again. You're wetting his appetite for more. Like it says, Avar Adam Aveira B'Shana Ba. What does it say in the Gemara? Nasis Lo. The more you do an Aveira, the more you don't see it as a taboo anymore. Now it becomes more of a taiva. Now it becomes, it's a non-issue anymore. So by enabling the person to do an Aveira once, it's going to enable him to do more and more Aveiras. What is that? Why do you have to say that? I mean, we're not at a Shorash HaMitzvah. He's not saying this as part of the Shorash HaMitzvah. That's the next paragraph. Shorash HaMitzvah Yadua, and for this he goes back to the Eitz Ra idea, which is the Iker Lav, apparently, like the Ram said as well. Tikkun HaOlam B'Yeshuvo, what keeps the world together? L'hadrich b'nei adam v'aslim b'chom aseim Eitz HaTova. Fine. So what does the Chinuch mean when he mentions that the Lav is also Kolel, B'shiyazo v'aveira? He mentions that he's going to be maybe cause him to be seduced to do more. He doesn't seem to be saying it to give a rationale for the mitzvah, because that's in the next paragraph, and that's going on the Iker Lov of Ne'iver. So why does the Chinuch say it? So the Chinuch, the Pshat and the Chinuch, anyone know what the Chinuch must mean? L'maisa, This I found in the Stipler, as a piece in Avodah Zarah. Chor, it's pashat pshat in the Chinuch. Stipler says the pshat is like this. The Chinuch is bothered by the question of why you call him an Iver. Bishlama on the pshat of Eitz Hasheino Genes. So we know why he's called Iver, like we saw Rashi and Chumash and also Toras Kohanim. He's in the dark. He doesn't know what is good for him. You come and say, this is what's good for you. So it's an Iver. He doesn't know, and you're misleading him. Why is an able person doing a Vera called that you're misleading an Iver? So the Rambam has an answer too, because a person doesn't do an Avera unless they're somehow, their head's not screwed on right, so to speak. Your whole thinking is perverted. A person thinks clearly, they know what's right, what's wrong. That's the Rambam's answer. It's a good answer. Maybe the Chinuch is a different answer, this type would suggest. The Rambam's answer, the Chinuch's answer is that he doesn't realize where it's going to lead. Because what's going to happen is you do an Avera once, you're going to start. Right now you're not there yet. You're not gonna, you know. Right now you don't have the same kind of craving. But once the appetite gets wet, you're gonna do more and more and more of it. And so you're an Iver. You don't realize where it's heading. You don't realize where it's gonna lead you. That's why you're unaware. You're like an Iver. You don't know. And I'm causing you. I'm leading you. You are an Iver because you don't know where it's heading. And I'm causing you to do an Avera. And I'm in a sense misleading you also. Now, you could also argue then that the getter of the Avera is to mislead, which is similar to Eitz Hasheino Genes, but maybe not. Maybe the Gedor Aver is that Aver shouldn't be performed. But the Torah is Magdir, the person has an Iver, because a person who's about to do an Avera, he's an Iver not knowing where the consequences are going to lie. But that could be why the Chinuch says this point here, because he's explaining why he's called an Iver. You have to know, does that indicate that the Shorish of the Iser is the same Shorish as Eitz Hasheino Genes? Or it's just a way of explaining why he's called an Iver, but the Shorish still means Ki'ilu Maya Veven Amamako, which is at two different tracks. So these are some of the Nyanim that we've begun to see. So we have to see Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. We'll continue along in the Rishonim, the Monia Mitzvahs, again to get a flavor of how they explain the Isurim. And then we have to see the Iker, some of the Sugyas in Avodah Zarah, and spread out from there. The main Sugya in Avodah Zarah is in Davav. And then you have other sugyas in Avodah Zarah also. And then you have other Gemaras that we show them, some of them are going to quote. We're getting our feet wet right now, just to get it, feel a little bit. And as far as the Pshuto Shel Mikra, that's also interesting. That's the Minchas Chinuch points out at the very end of the mitzvah. What happened to Pshuto Shel Mikra? And does that at the end of the day also have an Iser D'oraisa? You cause somebody to trip physically, Pshuto, a blind person, or maybe anybody, you put a michshol in Rishus HaRab, you dig a bor Rishus HaRab, okay? What was the Avera? The Gemara in Bava Kama calls it Ein Shlich HaDvar Avera. What Avera? So you could say you're Mekalka Rishus HaRab, so what's that, the Rabba? Or it's a Daraisa, says the Meshel Chachma on this Pasuk. The Avera is, the Pasuk is the michshol. Either Kusim thought that's the Pshat, they thought that's all it is. We have other layers. But the Maisa, there's also a favor Kipshuto. The Torah Tamima has a left. He's convinced that for sure that Pshut Shemikra is valid. Just more. Maisa, you look at the Chinuch, look at the Rambam, look at the other Simonia Mitzvahs, you get a feeling that they ignore the Pshut Shemikra. The Iver has to do with the Summa Bedavar, or the person who's not aware of what Averas are going to do for them. They don't see things right, so they do an Avera. But some of the Pshut Shel Mikra doesn't get recognized. So it's a good ha'ara. So we'll talk more about it. Okay. Have a good day, everybody.